This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 118 for Monday, October 28th. I'm Adam Pulisciotti. The ICE Futures canola market fell on Monday, pulled down by lower crude oil prices. Both Brent crude oil and West Texas Intermediate lost $4 US per barrel after Israel said it would only strike Iranian military targets and not oil facilities. Chicago soy oil and European rapeseed were also dragged downwards, while Malaysian palm oil was mixed. The Canadian dollar was down nearly one-tenth of a U.S. cent compared to Friday's close. The January canola contract was down $15.20 per ton at $639.70. In the U.S., corn, soybeans, and wheat were all in the red. The U.S. Department of Agriculture is expected to show the country's corn harvest to be more than 80% complete in its crop progress report later today. Private exporters announced two large corn sales to the USDA on Monday, the first totaling 124,467 tons to Japan and the other 119,386 tons to unknown destinations. 824,000 tons of U.S. corn were shipped for export during the weekend of October 24th, down 18% from last week and at the lower end of trade estimates. Cumulative totals for the marketing year are 6.62 million tons, above last year's pace. Ag Rural estimated the Brazilian first corn crop to be 52% planted as of October 24th. The December corn contract was down 5 U.S. cents per bushel at $4.11. The USDA is also expected to show the country's soybean harvest to be more than 90% complete in today's crop progress report. 2.38 million tons of U.S. soybeans were shipped for export during the weekend of October 24th, with cumulative exports at 10.4 million tons, still above last year's pace. Brazil's soybean crop has picked up its planting pace with 36% now planted, compared to 40% at this time last year, according to Ag Rural. The January soybean contract was down 12 U.S. cents per bushel at $9.86. 247,659 tons of U.S. wheat were shipped for export during the weekend of October 24th, with the cumulative marketing year total at 9.51 million tons, above last year's pace. The Rosario Grain Exchange estimated Argentina's wheat exports to total 13.3 million tons in 2024-25, the second largest total on record. Approximately 19.5 million tons of wheat are expected to be harvested in Argentina during that year. France AgriMaire said the country's soft wheat crop is 21% planted, down from 50% 1 year ago. The December Chicago wheat contract was down 10 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.59. The December Kansas City hard red wheat contract was down 11 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.62. The December Minneapolis spring wheat contract was down 10 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.96. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Monday, October 28th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pulisciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.